Hello, my name is Alex Nunez. I'm a master barber and the founder of Neighborhood Cut and Shave, where it's located in the West Village in Manhattan. When I was a kid, it kind of all started with my dad. He used to get a haircut very similar to mine, very short. And one day he just kind of brought a machine home and he was like, Alex, you know, you want to cut my hair? And it all started from there. Like that like sparked an interest in my life of, you know, getting to know how to cut hair in different styles. And I just like never stopped doing it and practicing and exploring different areas of it. And I kind of had my own little barbershop in the apartment building where I grew up, where it was just all my friends and my cousins, mainly guys. We just were like hanging out, and I just used to cut their hair, and I fell in love with the trade. And I was like, this is kind of what I want to do in the future. My first haircuts were, they were simple, I guess, because it was just like a buzz cut. And then, you know, I grew up in a time where, you know, everything was like really sharp, like sharp edges and sharp beards. And it was very artistic, but it requires a lot of dedication and patience. But then after that, I did that like for a year, like from 12 to 13. It was like precision haircuts and very short buzzes. But then I actually have a couple of cousins with longer hair, and they were like, voluntarily would say, Alex, you know, I need a haircut. You want to cut my hair? And I'll be like, absolutely. Why not? So my dad, we went out, he got me not expensive scissors, just regular scissors. One of my, I would say, my mentors in cutting hair, Socrates, from the Lower East Side, which he's still there today. He's been cutting hair like 40 years. You know, I would go there because he would cut my hair. He cut my hair since my first haircut. I would watch him and just like, you know, just observe. I mean, he had no idea at the time, I guess, that I like this passion was growing in me. So I would just like stay there like for hours, just talking with him, cleaning up around the station and kind of like assisting him. But I was just like watch him. And, you know, I kind of learned through him how to like do layering. But the things I've learned from him and with my experience, I kind of created like sort of like in my own style. He cut my dad's hair, he cut my brother's hair. So this was like the face of haircutting for me. There's like the guy that everyone went to. We kind of both share the same passion for hair, very passionate. He does men and women. His barbershop is like unisex. But he's like a 75-year-old man who still has energy like a 25-year-old when it comes to cutting hair. He loves doing it. And so as a kid, I kind of picked up on that and a lot of his skills. And I figured like, you know, if I'm gonna learn from anyone, this is the guy to learn from. Because he's been doing it all his life and he's still doing it. And he's a fantastic person. I feel like I'll still be cutting hair for the rest of my life. And I'm happy to say that because I don't see myself doing anything else.